This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Michelin Cross Climate 2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on a Thursday. I don't know where we were. I don't know where we're going, but we're here. And glad you're part of the program. You can dial us up, email, tweet, all the above. We say good morning to those watching on Peacock, our streaming partner. Make sure you sign up for the DP Show newsletter, and you get a recap of the day's events. Comes out at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. Go to danpatrick.com. Put in your email address. The box that slides out, bottom right corner, and you are good to go. Stat of the day, as always, brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Tonight, Colts Broncos. I liken it to an ice cream party, and all they're serving is vanilla. Baseball's regular season is done, and the playoffs begin noon on Friday. Harold Reynolds from MLB Network will join us coming up. Jeremy Lin will join us in an hour from now from China. He's got a documentary on his career, Lin Sanity, and it's entitled 38 at the Garden, when he scored 38 on Kobe and the Lakers. But when you start to think about one-hit wonders in sports, because we do this with music all the time, and Jeremy Lin is, I think by all accounts, a one-hit wonder. Unbelievable. Nice career. But what he did when he was in the Garden, when he was with the Knicks, was truly Linsanity. There's an omission. It feels like a glaring omission of those interviewed for the Jeremy Lin documentary. The one person that I wanted to hear from, Carmelo Anthony. I don't know if he was asked. I'm going to guess you would want Carmelo in there. Wasn't Mike D'Antoni the coach at the time? Does that sound right with Linsanity? I'd certainly love to hear from Mike D'Antoni what that was like. All of a sudden, your go-to guy is Jeremy Lin, a guy you get from Harvard, where they don't even hand out scholarships at Harvard, but went there and, you know, he was trying to hold on for dear life. Next thing you know, he's lighting people up, including the Lakers for 38. But I just remember covering that, and you're thinking, how much bigger can this get? It was crazy at the time. But There's a documentary, and we'll talk to him. He'll join us from China. Where are you still playing basketball? Yes, Todd?
D'Antoni was quoted as saying he initially underestimated Jeremy Lin way before Linsanity, but looking back, it was one of the most incredible experiences of his life being the coach of the Knicks during that time period.
I wanted him to be interviewed for this. I'd like to hear from D'Antoni in coaching him and what it's like when you have somebody that came out of nowhere and what the friction was like between Jeremy Lin and Carmelo Anthony. I'd love to know that, because initially you'll see Carmelo and he's cheering like, hey, this is cool. It's almost like when you bring a new baby home and, you know, the baby at home is like, you know, 2 or 3 years of age. And they're like, all right, hey, got a new baby. Wait, this baby's staying? Then all of a sudden you're like, no, I want to be the baby. Well, I'd like to have heard from Carmelo Anthony on this. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Jeff in Detroit joins us on the program, otherwise known as Snacks. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Dan. My snack spies tells me you guys have a sponsorship with King's Hawaiian now. Now, I don't know. I have to test the product, but from my understanding, they have a pretzel bun that pairs so well with the Angus, mushroom, and cheddar burger. Man, it is out of sight. But, you know, I have to do the research myself in order to find this out. You know, I'll take that on.
Yeah.
Now,
thank you.
I want to tell you guys, though, happy 15th anniversary in all seriousness. And this is how I started listening to the show. I'm sitting at I think I was in a clinic or something, because I went to the doctor like most people do, and I heard you going in on McLovin for a dumb take that he had. Paulie, in true Paulie fashion, was throwing fuel on the fire. Seton was sitting in the back, just cracking up, and he looks at McLovin, looks at Todd, and says, dude, no help, Todd. And Todd says, well, you're the one that said it. It's not my statement, it's yours. And I just fell out. Then I heard you interview Charles Barkley. I think this was around 2012. You interviewed Charles Barkley. I had never heard Charles speak like he did before, and I instantly became a fan. I became a fan of the show. I became a fan of the way that you interview people and how you treated people. And the one thing that I think is just, it's just everything for all of your fans. You really are a fan for people. You really are a friend for people when they really, really need it. When they're at their worst, they might be down, they might be going through some stuff. You're like that uncle that we can all call on and kick it with, man, and you just keep it real. So keep what you're doing, man. Please don't go nowhere, because we all love you, my dog.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, Paul.
After that call, it's our 16th anniversary.
Wow.
Zing.
Wow.
Sorry. On brand.
We had Chris in Syracuse call in yesterday. He hadn't called in 10 years and was one of our favorite callers, one of our first callers ever. And so he gave us a mock headline since Fritzy wasn't here. He felt compelled to call in. After 10 years, he calls in. And I said, you know, maybe you should have waited to call in a couple more years after that. And Seton goes, it's so on brand of who they are that we love this guy. It's been 10 years. He calls in, and then we give him brief.
We're so happy to hear from him, and then we just, like, crap all over him. Like, that's exactly who we are as a show.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. We're proud of that.
Yeah.
All righty. CJ in Tennessee. Hi, CJ. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan. How you doing?
Great, CJ.
So I'm a truck driver. Been driving for like 20 years. I'm on the road right now as we speak. I used to live in California, and my first job, I had a transportation manager. So you got to talk about funny names. So my transportation manager, he had a nameplate on his desk, and I looked at it, and I died. Name was Dick Whistler.
Dick Whistler.
Yeah.
Of course it was. Paulie just had water go through his nose. Dick Whistler. Hi, Dick Whistler. How can I help you?
It's Mr.
Yeah, Dick Whistler. It's Mr. Dick Whistler to you.
Have some respect. Runs a company.
I don't know that I'm ever going to be old enough to not find things like this funny.
Oh. Yeah, didn't you think when you're like 12, man, when I'm in my middle age, I'll be wearing like a nice pair of slacks and not laughing at stuff like this?
No, I never thought that. I just thought I'm always going to be a child. I'm always going to be laughing at silly stuff.
So we're not going to grow up?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Yes, Todd.
Now, if you're a dick whistler, do you get that check? Do you go clear your throat just as it's happening? How do you cover that up?
We had a friend of the show who said that there was a former journalist. Her name was Anita Martini. And
okay.
All right. Fair enough. I mentioned before I met a woman. Her name was Anita Hooker. And met her. She was in Chicago. Very nice woman. She goes, all right, get your jokes out of the way. And I've said this before, that I grew up with some people, had some names that probably didn't aged well. And they used to joke sometimes on the, we had a guy who was in my brother Bill's class. His name was Mike, and his last name was Hunt. And now, you could imagine, so there would be friends who would go to the principal's office, and then they would ask the principal to, you know, over the PA. So if you could imagine that in high school, where you hear, you know, an older gentleman being professional, and and then he would say, I can't say it without saying it, so I'm not going to, but...
Like Mo the bartender.
Yeah, Mike Hunt to the office. Please report to the office.
Michael.
You got to go by Michael if you're, that's your name.
Yeah. Brian in El Paso. Hi, Brian. What's on your mind?
Good morning, guys. Great show this morning. Very famous former governor of Texas named Big Jim Hogg, and he named his daughter Ima. And if you, front row, start Googling now, because there is an Ima Hogg competition in the Houston Symphony to this day, where young musicians can, you know, compete and eventually play with the Houston Symphony.
Oh, Ima Hogg. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, the Houston Symphony, it's well known, the Ima Hogg competition. Hmm. And it's a musical competition. It's not a barbecue competition.
Matt in Tennessee. Hi, Matt. What's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. First time, long time. Love your show. You guys are all great except for Todd.
Yeah.
I sold a car.
What's that all about?
I sold a car one time to a woman named Sharon Peters.
And well, that's next level.
Wow.
When she was in and buying it from us, she said, please don't laugh. Please don't laugh.
Yeah.
And then I got her name, and it was quite funny. But, you know, this whole name thing, the Man Show did the same thing like 20 years ago. They also had a guy on there, and his name was Dick Hertz, which was kind of a funny name. So, but
yeah.
Thanks very much. Y'all have a great day.
All right, Matt. I like that people have never called into the show, but they feel compelled to call in with this topic. The Red Sox had Dick Pohl. I think he was their pitching coach for a long time. Yeah, Dick Pohl, sure. The Colts are, let's see, they are 3.5-point underdogs against the Broncos tonight. Over-under is 42, so I think that first team to 21 is going to win this game. It feels like it's going to have crooked numbers, right? Doesn't this feel like 22-15? 22-16? 22-18. How's that?
You're giving their offense way too much credit that they're going to get to 22 and 18.
Yeah. Could be explosive tonight. The over-under, 42. All right. Who has the best odds? Who has the best odds, according to DraftKings, to score the first touchdown tonight? I'm going to start with the Bronco apologist, Todd Fritz.
I'm going to be optimistic and say Mr. Cortland Sutton is going to catch a short touchdown pass.
All right. Anybody else want to wager a guess? Best odds to score a touchdown tonight. If you said Melvin Gordon, you would be correct.
But he's going to fumble, so how's he going to get to the end zone?
Well, they've got the best odds. Cortland Sutton is second on that list. Now, let me see. What else do I have here? You know, the Warriors had a little altercation in practice. It was a Jordan Poole, their young star player, rising player, emerging player, and Draymond Green got into a altercation there. And apparently Draymond Green punched him. And not quite sure. Both these guys waiting to get contract extensions. Draymond is going to be a whole lot more expensive. But Jordan Poole had a wonderful year last year. But I don't know. I'm assuming every practice is taped, I would think. But I don't know. Does the video come out? But if you're wondering, the Warriors have the second best odds to win the NBA title. Apparently, Draymond Green's punch to Jordan Poole did not affect the odds. The over-under for the Warriors win total this year. You guys want to take a guess at this? According to DraftKings, over-under Golden State Warriors this year. I will say I was surprised. Now, they have the second best odds to win the title behind the Clippers. Over-under Golden State Warriors win total, Seton O'Connor.
52.5.
52.5. Marvin.
54.5.
Todd.
49.5.
All right. Paulie.
58.5.
51.5.
Seemed low, right?
Second best odds, 51.5. Yeah, Paul.
Is that because maybe they don't put they don't really focus on the regular season with the Warriors over the years? The 73 win days are over, and it's get to the playoffs, make sure you're healthy, make sure Steph is rested, et cetera. They don't seem to be a team that cares if they win a lot in the regular season.
Well, what did they win the last couple of years? Well, they had the injuries, so they didn't do well. What did they win last year?
53-29.
Dang, okay.
Did Klay Thompson, in the first part of the season, he was kind of spotty, right? He was in and out.
Yeah. But I do like the team. I'm curious if James Wiseman can actually play.
4 years, 3 years ago, they were 15-50.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I had some NBA fans saying, you didn't mention Zion Williamson the other night. I went, no, I didn't. I'm glad he's in shape and healthy. I thought he was healthy enough to play last year at the end of the season. So I can't wait to watch him play 60 games this year. Yeah. I mean, I hope he's an all-star. Yeah, he's fun to watch. But, you know, we were caught up in Scoot Henderson and Victor Wembanyama. By the way, I watched it again. I watched the game, part of the game again. Because I, you know what? I blew right by Scoot Henderson. I did. I was watching. I was fascinated with this 7'4", 7'5" French kid.
You have Wembanyama.
Yes. call your doctor. But Scoot Henderson was spectacular. But he's a G leaguer, and I think they paid him $1 million to play for Ignite, and he's not afraid. He already acts like an NBA player, but and he's 6'2", 6'3", but solid, nice touch, good handle, and seems creative. But Victor looks like the real deal. You know, that's Tankathon, man, right there. You plug him in into a team, all of a sudden, you got something going on there. Plus, he's just learning. I mean, he's 18. Although Paulie said yesterday, you sure he's 18? I go, I don't know. It's not like a tree. I can cut him open and go, look at the number of rings here. No, he's 24. I said, even if he's 25, I don't care. He got a lot of talent, going to grow into that body. Yeah, Paulie.
We don't have a nickname yet, but in French, perdre esprit is lose on purpose.
Oh.
People are trying to tank for him.
Okay. I think we just go with tank or tanking. What's the French word for tanking? Is that like paré?
Paré, yeah.
Paré. Nobody knows French like I do. Do you realize that I had two students in my French class in high school who were from Quebec? They're French-speaking, and they transferred in, and they took French. And I said, come on. Like, if I went to Quebec and went to high school and they offered English, can I get into English and get an A?
But then again, we all got C's in English, and that's our native language.
Yeah, right. I know.
I grew up speaking it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Let's take a break here. Coming up, Harold Reynolds from MLB Network. Whose career would he want? Ken Griffey Jr.'s or Albert Pujols? And we'll get his playoff predictions as well. More phone calls back after this. Dan Patrick Show. Todd, you hear it in my voice every single day.
Enthusiasm and energy.
Yes, I've got it. I'm an actor. but I only act in movies. I'm a thespian. I don't need to act when I'm reading this copy.
No,
or
you're
even
genuinely full of energy.
Yes,
can't
I am.
Hide that.
M-Drive, testosterone support for driven guys, packed with clinically tested ingredients supporting healthy T levels and the drive to get things done. This takes a lot of work. 3 hours live. Energy. Got to be able to do it.
Energy.
Yes. Morale. I was responsible for morale when I started this, and I still am.
You'd slap the floor when you came.
Yes, I do. And for my listeners, you can try M-Drive for $5. Get started by texting Dan to 55,000. That's 55,000. Claim your exclusive offer. You can also find M-Drive at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shop. Don't waste another day, wasteoid. Get going. Get M-Drive. Text Dan to 55,000. Get your first order of M-Drive for just $5. Message and data rates may apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform. And one source of truth, with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
More phone calls coming up. All right, here you go. The overall league average, batting average, was what this year? The fifth lowest all time. The lowest since 1968. That's when the league hit 237, the last season before the pitcher's mound was lowered. Anybody want to take a guess? The overall league batting average this year. Todd?
257.
All right. Seton O'Connor?
275.
All right. No, this is the overall league batting average. Everybody.
Okay. 175 then? I don't know. I have no idea. Oh my God.
Sorry to scold you in front of everybody.
It was 415.
No, it was just, yeah. It was a stupid guess, but sorry to scold you. Marvin.
238.
All right. Paulie.
260.
243.
All those guesses were stupid.
No, just yours.
You're all so stupid.
Yours. Oh, don't get
sensitive. Don't you watch baseball?
It was a bad. Yeah, nope. Exactly. Yeah, it's bringing Harold Reynolds. You knew that, right, Harold?
I knew it was around that. I was guessing 231 while you were going through that. That was kind of my number. But
all right. Harold Reynolds, MLB Network analyst. The postseason begins tomorrow, and you can watch Harold on MLB Network's coverage throughout. They'll air live before and after every game. The schedule in its entirety available at MLB.com. All right, we got a poll question. I'll give you Albert Pujols' career or your good buddy Ken Griffey Jr.
Wow, that was a tough one, but it really wasn't that difficult. I'd say Griffey.
Oh.
You know, I look at Albert's numbers, yes, incredible. But Griffey's career, just all the things that came with it. The 19 years old when he broke in, everybody knew who he was. He dominated, he changed the sport. All those things I think are probably maybe bigger than the numbers. Well, I don't think Albert gets the respect that he probably should, but Griffey did.
Well, we likened Albert Pujols to Tim Duncan. We liked Junior to Allen Iverson.
I can see that. Yeah. The flair and what he captured.
Yeah.
It's what like Iverson did, right?
Yeah.
The lightning in a bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How big a favorites are the Dodgers? And how big a favorite should they be?
Well, I think they're probably highly favored, but I think they're overrated with the favoritism. I'm a little concerned about their starting pitching.
Okay.
The top three guys in the lineup, I think, have a chance to be all Hall of Fame potential players. Mookie, Freddie Freeman, Trey Turner, credible. But there's a drop-off after that, and I think the pitching is not where it was at. You lose Walker Buehler, that was a huge blow to them. And Scherzer's now with the Mets. So you look at the staff from last year that didn't get all the way there, they're two down. I just don't see it.
All right. So then Dodgers still the favorites, right?
Yeah, I still think the Braves are the favorite.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, yeah. Defending champs here. So you got the Braves as the team to beat.
Yeah.
All right. Second best team in baseball. Let's look at the best teams in baseball. So American League and National League. You got the Braves as the best team in baseball.
The Braves are the best team in baseball. I think the Mets have the best outside chance of lightning and being able, if you got Scherzer and DeGrom to win two games a series, you got a chance to win it all. And they have the potential to do that. They haven't pitched a full season. They've got another 100 innings in them. And I think the injuries early on puts them out of real strength heading into the postseason.
Are we past our hatred, or should we be past our hatred for the Astros?
We should be past it because a lot of those players no longer are there. But they are overlooked. It's a very talented team. I think they're the best probably in the American League, although my sleeper is the Blue Jays.
Ooh.
People are overlooking the Jays.
All right. Got a lot of young talent there.
Young talent. They got an ace in Manoah. Berrios can be there. I think they got the staff that can do it. The bullpen's there. And then the outside, probably the best pitching might be the Mariners. They're probably the best pitching. I don't think the
Mariners. Your Mariners.
My Mariners. But I don't think the lineup is strong enough.
No. Is Altuve going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer?
He should be, but he might get the Robbie Alomar treatment, where a lot of guys held Robbie back for a year because he spit on the umpire and had that controversy with the garbage can gate, I guess we might call it.
Yeah.
They might punish Altuve for that, but he's a tremendous talent. I think he's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I wondered about that, of how long do you punish somebody for something like that?
And the crazy thing about Altuve, and it's been backed up by so many people, he never wanted signs. He didn't want people to tell him what was coming or nothing. And I've played with guys like that. You know, Alvin Davis never wanted to pitch. Tony Gwynn never wanted to know. You know, I wanted to know. If you had to sign, let me know.
So you did know. You had guys who would signal if they were on second base, they would let you know?
Yeah, I used to do that quite a bit. You know, Ken Phelps was like, I'll take two strikes for you to get to second. Steal the base and let me know. And, I had one time Johnny Moses gave me the wrong sign. Ooh. I thought it was going to be a breaking ball, and it was a fastball almost hit me. And after that, I was like, I don't want any more.
Okay, how would you signal me if I'm at the plate and it's going to be a breaking ball?
Well, there's a couple different ways. One, I would go to my knees, like if I stand up right now.
Yeah.
All right. So if I go down like this, you can't really see my fullness of my knees, but I may have my hands open like this, breaking ball. If I went like this, it's fastball.
Oh, so when you
close fist, fastball, open fist, breaking ball. You know, or I might walk off, and if the base is over here, I would look to the base, and that would let you know it's going to be outside. Or I look this way, it might be inside, depending on the pitcher. So, and a lot of times I got the sign from pitchers when they're in their glove, trying to see what grip it might be. Oh, that's a changeup grip. Oh, that was a slider grip, you know, stuff like that.
What was it like when a pitcher is tipping his pitches and everybody in the lineup knows?
It was great. I mean, it was joyful. Jack Morris, Hall of Fame pitcher, right? He had a year, I think he lost 18 games or 20 games or something like that in Detroit. And this is after he was killing the league. Well, we would go to places and Robbie Alomar being Toronto or Joe Carter say, have you guys faced Jack Morris yet? When he comes up to his chest, it's a split. If he goes below his legs, it's a fastball. And it was like, oh, beautiful. Thank you.
Wait, so the whole league is telling each other?
They're passing it on, you know, that, hey, this is how you get this guy. The Blue Jays back in the day with Molitor, Joe Carter, those guys were the best. And the Brewers were really good too, at Robin Yount and those guys. They really knew how to tip pitches and be able to pick up tendencies.
Who does it now? Who tips pitches? Like, have you heard of somebody tipping their pitches this year?
Oh yeah, yeah. There's pitchers are always going to tip. They're always going to tip pitches. And today, the with technology, if I could have had technology, Dan, and got on an iPad and been able to go, oh man, here's what he does. It's a game changer. And so I think we're still going to eventually, I think they're going to have to get to a point where you can't have iPads on the bench. It's just too easy.
Okay, but at what point is this cheating? What is it? Where is it gamesmanship?
Well, it's not really cheating. I mean, okay. The cheating to me is what the Astros did. They took it to another level. They took technology and made it like you took away the thinking of being able to create it with your own mindset. You had a computer telling you what was going on. And then you're banging on the garbage can to let a guy know. Your intellectual thought was out of it. If I can intellectually say, hey, Dan's going to lift his right arm every time he gets ready to step off, then okay, that's great. But if I got a computer down to a science now, that's not fair.
Aaron Judge, the season has been labeled the greatest season of all time. When you factor in relief pitchers, you factor in the ball is not lively. There's testing. I mean, we can go down the list of all the things, all the categories he led baseball in this year. In your mind, the best season ever turned in by a hitter is who?
Ooh, well, I mean, Aaron, all the factors you threw in, I got to look at and say, yeah, it was incredible. But if you go back and look at the year Babe Ruth hit 60 homers, he had like 160 some RBIs. I think he hit 340, 350. I mean, that's ridiculous. So I think the one thing with 62 home runs and he had, what, 130 RBIs, I'd like to see him have more, you know. But that's where we play the game. You got him leading off and hitting second.
Yeah.
So, but what he did this year, with all the things factored in, I think the number one thing is the testing, because that was the most controversial thing in the past. That's why I don't think a lot of people really truly followed this amazing year that he had, because of it was, you know, we got a guy sitting out there with 73 or 74 homers and two other guys that were over 62. So that changes the hunt, so to speak.
And I feel bad for the baseball fan, and a lot of those fans are over 50 years of age. They've been covering, you know, following the sport for such a long period of time. And right. And you're not quite sure what to believe. And when we were growing up, I would never have thought that somehow, some way, that guy is not who I think he is. Now, you know, hey, do you like Bonds? All right, he's the all-time home run champ or single season champ. Or you don't like him, now you got Aaron Judge. It shouldn't work that way in sports.
Agree.
And baseball has done this to itself. And I don't know how we get out of this unless, you know, 10 years from now, 20 years from now. I mean, it feels like it still lingers, Harold.
Well, I don't even know if it's just baseball's done it to itself. I think our culture, you know, whether it's track, a guy runs a 9 flat 100. Now, I'm just throwing a number out there. Do we go, is it authentic? You know, we don't know because of all the guys that have come in the past. Yeah. It's more the time that we're in, and it's happening in sports. I see guys make unbelievable plays or look like a physical specimen. The first thing your mind goes to is, yeah, how did he get there? And I think it's just the times that we're in, not just baseball.
Well,
and
remember when the guys wanted to show you their new physique?
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, like Nomar wanted to show you his physique, and then all of a sudden Manny wanted to look like a sack of laundry there when he went to the play.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. It's definitely changed everything. You're funny.
You didn't use though.
No, I never did. I never did. I was actually...
No, Harold, I was kidding. Obviously, you didn't use. I mean, I saw your numbers, and you know, I see how you're built. Like, you obviously didn't use.
Hey, but no, I was going to tell you a story. It's like...
Okay.
We were starting to become aware of it towards the end of my career, and I remember talking to our trainer, Rick Griffin, and I said, man, I got to get on that program some of these guys in Oakland are on. I want to start... And he's like, No, you don't. So he started really starting to understand it and explain it to guys what was going on.
Yeah, but it forced guys almost by proxy that they're doing it. Do I need to do it? And yeah. Am I going to be the guy who's not doing it? So that peer pressure probably provoked a lot of guys, prompted guys to go, all right, I guess everybody else is doing it. Why don't I?
Well, that and do you want to have an opportunity to continue to play? So that's why you had to throw in all the restrictions and really get to the bottom of it to make it a fair playing field.
Yeah.
And, you know, one thing we always forget, it's not healthy. You know, we act like, oh, they just took some M&M candies and they'll get over it. No, this is affecting people's bodies and they may not live long because of it.
Did you take amphetamines? Did you try amphetamines?
No, I never did anything. Dan, I've never even smoked, never weed, none of that stuff. I just didn't grow up with it. So a little different for me.
Yeah, because that's where people with the steroid era go, yeah, what about the guys who were taking greenies? And I'm going.
But greenies don't hit the ball 400 feet.
Yeah, they just help you maybe stay awake, you know, after that that doubleheader the night before, and then you got to play a day game, something like that.
Yeah, I grew up in the an interesting time. I mean, I remember running in spring training, and it smelled like a brewery with guys blowing stuff back at me. That was like what guys did, you know? Guys smoking cigarettes in the dugout. I remember the first time I saw Al Cowens. I'm going to the plate, and he's sitting down smoking a cigarette. I'm like, what?
During a game.
during the game and just sitting on the steps. You know, that was part of it.
Well, there's that famous Sports Illustrated cover with Dick Allen on the cover with the White Sox, and he's juggling the baseballs, and he's got a heater in his mouth.
Yeah, and he's thinking that's cool, right? Because that was the culture.
Yeah.
Well, that was no big deal.
Dick Allen was cool.
He was cool.
Yes, he was. He was a bad man. All right, your World Series pick is?
I'm going Atlanta, and I know I said Toronto's my outside pick. I still got to go Atlanta and Houston. You got to beat Houston for me.
Okay.
And I think the defending champs are the best team right now.
Great to talk to you, buddy. Our best to all the guys on the set there. Thanks for joining
us. Appreciate you.
That's Harold Reynolds, MLB Network analyst. Worked with Harold for a long time at the mothership. MLB Network, their coverage throughout airs live before and after every game. The schedule in its entirety available at MLB.com. We'll come back. We'll get to phone calls right after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack
you,
one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Jeff McNeil edged Freddie Freeman by a point to claim the National League batting title. McNeil plays for the Mets. He finished the season on a 10-game hitting streak and batted .326. McNeil sat out the Mets' win over the Nationals. Freddie Freeman went 3-for-4, and so he ended up batting .325. And McNeil, the first Met to lead the majors in hitting. Jose Reyes won a batting title for the Mets back in 2011. I think he sat out maybe he got a hit, and then he sat out the rest of the game. But the overall average of .243, the fifth lowest batting average for the entire league of all time.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Top. The strikeout rate for this season was 22.4%. That's the fourth highest all time behind 2020, 2021, and 2019. At the highest percentage ever was 2020, 23.4% of the outs were strikeouts there. We saw the guy who ran on the field, and he got hit by Bobby Wagner. He was I thought it was a gender reveal in the Rams game. I thought, you know, he had a pink canister, smoke canister, and I thought, okay, man, this is an elaborate way to let everybody know that you're going to have a girl, and then he got popped. Well, he's bringing charges against Bobby Wagner. At least he's trying to. But he filed a police report. So you trespassed. Did he think, okay, I did trespass, but that doesn't mean you can hit me?
That is exactly what he's saying. I'm looking at the Santa Clara Police Department release is saying that what he did was not worthy of being attacked, was the word, by Bobby Wagner.
Okay.
What do you guys think of this one?
I think when you come into my dojo, you're going to get hit. I mean, I learned that from Mr. Miyagi. But it's not like Bobby Wagner went into the stands. This is a guy who went onto the field. Plus, you don't know what he's carrying. I mean, he does have a smoke canister there. I don't know. And security's chasing him. What if security tackles him, gets him to the ground to arrest him? He wasn't stopping. Yes, Todd.
Now, is that Wagner's place in that moment? I know he's trying to help out. Is that a citizen's arrest, a physical version of a citizen's arrest?
I guess.
Like, if you're the prosecuting attorney, do you have any leg to stand on and explain why Wagner shouldn't have knocked him down like that in the middle of that?
I didn't think Wagner had a good hit on him, by the way. I mean, I thought he took it easy on him. He gave him just kind of a shoulder pop there. Yes, Eden.
I mean, I guess if we take away how semi-amusing the thing was, he probably has he might not have a legit case, but he might have more of a case than you think.
Has anybody ever sued successfully after running on the field and getting tackled, even by security?
Well, I don't think you can security because that's their job. It's not Bobby Wagner's job to do that.
I actually think what Fritzy brought up, almost like a citizen's arrest. It's like if you saw someone attacking someone on a sidewalk and you just sat there and watched, I think you'd be more trouble than if you jumped in. If you go back, Bobby Wagner or whoever, if this actually goes to a courtroom, we could say, like, remember Monica Seles? How do we know what the person has in their hand when they run on the field? And would you rather hit them and then find out they have a knife on them than watch them and just then find out they have a knife?
What kind of injuries did he sustain? I'd be curious about that. No. Got something broken? That might help. Yes, Todd.
It's emotional abuse. Now he feels like he can never run on the field freely anymore at future sporting events without feeling like he may get knocked
all right
over by somebody.
Bloop, bloop. I'll give that to you. Yeah. I've suffered trauma. I can't run on the field again, ever. Yes.
What if the judge said, you know what, we'll settle this. Now, Bobby Wagner, you run, and we're going to let this young 5'8", 145-pound man try to tackle you. Payback and even it out. See how that goes for him.
By the way, the guy's got to get some help in running because it looked like he had just learned how to run. You know when a fawn is born and they kind of get up, or a giraffe, and you're like, oh, although there's one security guy who totally wipes out. And it, now can he sue? Let's say that guy hurts his knee. Security guy chasing this guy, he goes down in a heap. Now can he sue this guy because he caused this damage?
He'd probably sue his employer.
Well, I would sue the guy. He caused it. I'm chasing after you. You caused this. You shouldn't be on the field.
I would like Roger Goodell to actually go the other way on this one, say, we are going to green light all our linebackers and just say, you are the designated guys. If someone comes on the field, take them out. Welcome to the NFL.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
First time I ever saw it was Mike Curtis played for the Colts. Somebody came on the field, Curtis, middle linebacker, boom. Just took him down. But I, you know, is this where you have these shows that base their shows off of real cases? Is there going to be, you know, CSI or whatever these shows are? Are they going to do
from the headlines?
I'm going to guess yes, unless they've already done that. I don't know, but the fact that you know he's filing a lawsuit, criminal charges, whatever against Bobby Wagner. Did Bobby Wagner? You imagine his mugshot? He's got his uniform on, his helmet on.
Neck roll, yeah. Eye black.
Yeah. Turn to the left. Turn to the right. Let's see. Doug in North Carolina. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind today?
Well, Dan, this is about the funny names thing. About 20 years ago, I was a street reporter for a television station in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and our anchor, who was kind of like the Bill Butel of Albuquerque, was a guy by the name of Dick Niffing. And on this particular night, his co-anchor was a woman filling in by the name of Anita. I had to toss back to a two shot from a live shot I was doing. And I said something like, this accident's going to be cleaned up for several hours. So avoid this area. Anita Dick, back to you. On Christmas reels.
Yeah. You needed more of a pause there, I think, between Anita or Anita and. And let's go back to the studio. Anita Dick.
Anita Dick in the mornings. The new morning crew.
Coming up, Jeremy Lin will join us from China. And his thoughts on the documentary 38 at the Garden. Why wasn't Carmelo interviewed? Or Mike D'Antoni? I'm just curious. 2 hours in the books, one more to go. One more item as we close at hour two. Panini America, the official trading cards of this program. Also, the official trading cards of the NFL, NBA, UFC, NASCAR, and coming soon, for the first time anywhere, World Cup NFTs. Available in packs or at Panini's public auctions that are located on the site. You'll find the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, and you can share your cards in the public gallery. Complete challenges to earn exclusive award cards. Build a wish list for the items you love. Panini NFT trading cards, giving collectors the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more from every base pack. NBA Select, NFL Select NFTs. They're the next to drop, and these cards will not last long. So head over to PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain. That's PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain. The official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show, the NFL, the NBA, UFC, NASCAR, and coming soon, World Cup NFTs.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.